Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack yesterday in Yemen that killed almost 100 soldiers. The group issued a statement saying the attack was revenge for a U.S.-backed offensive against the terror network in southern Yemen. There's been increased cooperation between the Yemeni and U.S. governments, and that reflects a growing belief that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula poses a serious threat to U.S. security. Charles Smitch joins us now, expert on Yemen. He's a professor of geography at Towson University and president of the American Institute for Yemeni Studies. Charles, nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak to you, too. Good morning.
Let's walk it back just a little bit from yesterday's attacks and remind people of exactly what the situation in Yemen is. They've probably heard us talking about the fact that Al-Qaeda militants have taken advantage of the unrest in Yemen to try and seize territory there. So tell us who actually controls territory in the country of Yemen. Who are the players in this whole conflict?
There are many players. There's not just a conflict against Al-Qaeda, but there's also conflicts within Yemen between various power centers. The struggle in the last 2 years against the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh has kind of opened up space. There are many different contenders, and there are actually lots of little battles that are going on. Al-Qaeda is the one that grabs the headlines. It's the hottest. It's where the fighting is going on at the moment. But there's other contenders as well. There's a group of southerners. There's a group in the far north that also control territory. So there's quite a few different contestants for power in Yemen today.
And what role are both the U.S. and Saudi Arabia playing, both of them concerned if militants take over some of these waterways where they're trying to export oil?
Yes, the Saudis are very involved. The Saudis don't consider Yemen a foreign country. It's kind of their backyard. So they are very involved in this, and their security has been very concerned about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, that came into being, and this iteration of it came into being in 2009. They made an attack on a prince in Saudi Arabia, so they are a definite threat to Saudi Arabia. And the United States has been working with the Yemenis for a long time. This is not new. The United States has stepped up with the drone campaign, but the United States has been working with the Yemenis for quite some time to fight Al-Qaeda. What is new is in the period last year, 2011, when there were large protests against the regime of Ali Abdullah Saleh that finally ended his leaving power. Al-Qaeda took advantage of the fact that the Yemeni military was fighting amongst itself. The Yemeni military kind of has different factions that are loyal to different people, centers of power, and they were fighting amongst themselves, and they withdrew from large areas and went back to the capital. And this left the space for Al-Qaeda to actually control territory. But in doing so, they kind of opened themselves up to a ground campaign. And once the political crisis began to recede, it began to be resolved, the Yemeni military is starting to come together. There are still factions within the military, but they are starting to come together. Those questions are starting to be resolved. And the Yemeni military has shown, along with local fighters, local tribal fighters in the south, resolve. And they've kind of turned the tide. Al-Qaeda is definitely on the defensive. They lost some key positions that they've held for over a year. And so this attack is really, as I said, it's retaliation against the Americans. It's trying to turn Yemenis against the Americans, although, there was widespread condemnation of the attack inside of Yemen against Al-Qaeda. So I don't quite know how they were expecting to gain support by this. But it's kind of a desperation. They want to take the focus away from the ground war that's happening in the south because they are losing. They are on the defensive down there.
We're speaking with Charles Smits, who's an expert on Yemen and professor of geography at Towson University, president of the American Institute for Yemeni Studies. Tell me a little bit more about the militias that you're talking about. I've read these reports of, in some cases, especially outside some Islamist strongholds in the southern part of the country, as you were saying, residents and tribal members actually arming themselves and joining with the Yemeni forces to fight against Al-Qaeda. How then does Yemen fit into our idea of the Arab Spring, of this idea of people rising up in sometimes against their own government? Is that not the story in Yemen?
That was the story in Yemen. The president's regime had been in power for 33 years, and since 1990, Yemeni unity. That attack took place among troops that were training for the celebrations that took place today for Yemeni unity, which happened in 1990. since then, the president had ruled over a nominally democratic regime, but there he had been trying to extend the rule of him and his family. And there were widespread protests. There were street protests, urban street protests in Yemen, in the capital cities and the major cities, by students and social activists. And they were really the stalwart of the protest movement. They were ones that really held on and were able to sort of shift the center of power in Yemen since that Ali al-Salih left. Yemen is very heavily armed. A large portion of society is tribal, and tribal society is primarily about self-defense. The question is, who are the tribes going to fight for? And in the south, there is a secessionist movement. There are people who want to break away. There's a widespread feeling in the south where the al-Qaeda is that the north doesn't represent their interests. It's a political question that needs to be resolved. It's an important political question. And so they had been kind of sitting on the side. They had been fighting the regime a lot during the protest movement. But with al-Qaeda taking ground, they finally decided that al-Qaeda was the enemy, and they've turned against al-Qaeda. They are already armed. They possess weapons. They know how to fight. And so they've become an effective fighting force and have helped out significantly the Yemeni troops that are down there.
And doing the work, perhaps, of American forces as well, who've been very concerned about al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Charles Schmitz, professor of geography at Towson University, president of the American Institute for Yemeni Studies. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.